Welcome to Uniena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office at the University of Jena. In this episode, we start looking at the consultation and support offerings at the University of Jena. Today, we talk about the general social counseling at the Thuringian Studierendenwerk. My name is Laura Kaden and I work at the International Office. And today's guest is Jana Zeil, who works at the Studierendenwerk. Welcome and thanks for being here today.
Yeah.
Would you like to start telling us a little bit about what the Studierendenwerk, or in English maybe Student Services, or the provider for Student Services, is or does?
I think it's a special name, Studierendenwerk, mm-hmm. in Germany, and it's so called because the students wanted this.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not a form from the...
The people above.
Yeah, people above. Studierendenwerk, yeah, it's a special term for this, yes. At the Studierendenwerk, we support the students with, for instance, financial, in a financial situation with BAföG. Then they help us to find accommodation or with dormitories. They can get a dorm which is not so expensive like the others in the in the city. We know Jena is a really, really expensive city for the living. And I think so. Everybody knows the Mensa and cafeteria who can eat something, veg and vegetary meals and so on. This is also from the Studierendenwerk. And we also have some kindergartens. Yes.
Interesting.
For special for students, but also for all other people who live in Jena and the
other for their children,
cities.
I guess.
Yes, for their children. Yes, it's right. Yes.
So without the Studierendenwerk, we will all stay hungry without the cafeterias.
Yes.
So
I'm
glad that you exist.
But it's because it's nearby the library, yes?
Yeah.
And also in the, on the campus and so on. And it's cheaper than on the outside, mostly.
And what exactly is your job or your role at the Studierendenwerk?
The name is General Social Counseling. So I'm a counselor only for students. They come with some questions or difficulties in the counseling. Maybe with a question about job and studies, how many times, how many hours they can work at in the week, or what is to attend for the health insurance, and if it's possible to work during the lecture free time, so there's possible to work more than in the other time. So, and I discuss with the students about this situation. Or another point is students with children or child, how can they organize their studies? What is possible to get from the government in Thuringia or in from Germany, so-called parents' money or children money. There's in special supports, yes, and there's special conditions for students and for other people. So, and also there's differences between international students and German students. And so on, yes.
So a lot of, I guess, tricky issues or situations that may happen when one studies at a university, and people can come to you for the counseling. But what exactly does counseling mean? I come to you with my problem, like financing my studies or being pregnant, having health issues or anything else. Then what happens if I go to your counseling?
Yes, you have an appointment for the counseling, and then we will speak each other. I will try to understand your situation exactly. So it's possible, yes, and I will support you to find an emotional output about your situation, uh-huh. and so we can speak whatever you want mm-hmm. to say your situation, and I will try to find some solutions mm-hmm. That happen right for you mm-hmm. for your special situation. Okay. Not each person is special,
yeah.
and it's not one solution for all mm-hmm. persons. Yes.
So one can get information. And you know all the laws and rules for working and financing and everything.
Yes, and I inform them yeah. and it's also possible to show them a way to go to other counselings or administrations. Yes, for instance, Wohngeldstelle.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's possible. To receive some mm-hmm. supports from them.
Okay, and the support is not only information, but also emotional care somehow, to have a talk and to look for a personal, also emotional outcome of that situation.
Yes, only, but it's not like the same like the psychological counseling, uh-huh. no? But in this situation, if it's necessary or mm-hmm. it's... a big pressure and yeah. It will be cry, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so
yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I can imagine
say.
How all these situations and challenges
yes.
can be pretty much pressure for a student. And a very important question, I guess, is this counseling, is it for free? Do you have to pay anything to use that offer?
The counseling is really for free.
Mm-hmm.
Because you paid the semester fee,
ah, yeah.
and there's a special part for the Studierendenwerk.
Ah.
So, and so that's why the counseling is for free.
Ah. That's interesting to know where the money goes
yes.
that we pay for
yes.
semester fee. And who can come to you and use this consultation offer? Everyone, yeah?
All students can come and use the counseling and the special offer from Studierendenwerk, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be enrolled at a university in Thuringia.
Yes, that's right. That's mm-hmm. the condition.
Okay.
Yes, that's a really important condition. That's enrolled in Thuringia. Exactly.
And you already talked a little about it. How can one get an appointment for counseling and how to contact you?
Yes, it's possible you write an email, mm-hmm. students write an email, or they can call by phone, or they can come in reality in the special opening hours.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there's on Tuesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it on our homepage from Studierendenwerk. You can find it counseling, and there's general counseling, and you can find all our opening hours on the mm-hmm. Various cities.
Okay. Of course, we're going to link that website in
yes.
the show notes so all listeners can find it. And what's your advice for people who may be unsure if their problem or the situation is right for the counseling or for contacting you, if they're in doubt if it's serious enough or anything?
Yes, I would say if you are unsure mm-hmm. your problem is high enough for counseling, it's not so important. If you have a question, you can ask, and all questions will be answered.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not for the social counseling, so I will give you an information mm-hmm. where you can find another administration or other counseling office, yes, for your special problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, hab keine Scheu.
There's no need to be afraid, I guess.
Yes, and mm-hmm. ask your question.
Okay. That's great. So just call and ask and you're gonna be fine. No need to fear. And for international students, is there anything special? Are there special needs internationals come to you with? And is the Studierendenwerk prepared for them to help them?
Well, we know the situation for international students is a special situation because they come to study here, yes, and they have to prove that they have to enough money for their living costs, almost for the first year in Germany, and the experiences shows that the most of the students have a job for their living conditions, to pay their living conditions, yes. So, and that's not so easy for all students. For instance, for students, they have only English lessons in the master degree.
Yeah.
For example, students, they are studying English master degree. They also have to speak a little bit, at least, in German language, because the employees speak German, yes.
Yeah,
I think it's all over the world, yes.
Yeah,
it's necessary to find a job. You have to speak the language.
In most cases.
In most cases, yes. And international, also, I think it's the most important thing for the international students, how I can finance my study and any possibilities. One time is a job, the other one is scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
But this have to prepare before the start.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the most thing, I think.
Yeah. We already did an episode of this podcast tackling the topic of financing your studies, scholarships, jobs, and student loan. And of course, we're going to link that as well in the show notes. Another thing may be important for international students, as we already talked about, is the language. Is it possible to get the counseling in English or other languages than German?
Yes, in Jena, I try my best to speak in English, and my experience is that most of the students are not native speaker, and so we can understand each other and we can ask each other what that does mean and so on. I will try the best in the other cities. For instance, in Erfurt, there is a counselor, she speaks very well English, and in Ilmenau, the counselor comes from Pakistan, and he also speaks English and also Urdu and Farsi.
Oh, that's helpful. So internationals can also write you an email for an appointment in English. That's not a problem.
Yes, it's possible.
And of course, all the contact information and information about the Studierendenwerk will be in the show notes, as usual. Thanks a lot, Jana Zeil, for being here and for your important work. It is good to know that no one at the University of Jena is left alone with her or his problems. That being said, we hope that all listeners have a carefree time in Jena and that you'll come back to the next episode. Goodbye!